Love the M-Bomb Effect? Then please subscribe to our podcast, as well as our YouTube, and follow us on all social media for the latest and greatest.
This is the M-Bomb Effect. M-Bomb.
Are made possible through whatever the hell that's called.
Omen.
Yeah. So at that, I gotta taste those.
Zookeeper.
I gotta save the anticipation. I like to build it up.
Ghost.
Yeah, that was a story in and of itself. Are we gonna die?
Austin Dash.
Now I'll probably do the other shot.
Streaming live from YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, and TheMBombEffect.com. The M-Bomb Effect starts now.
Afternoon, what's going on? Welcome to the M-Bomb Effect. I'm M-Bomb. The whole crew's here except for Ghost. He's out today, but everybody else is here. So how's it going, guys?
Going all right on my end.
Good.
My Subaru, a.k.a. Little Frankenstein's, getting some pieces put on it and getting rebuilt.
Hey, there you go, man.
Little Frankenstein.
It's all right. I got the second car to keep me going around, so that's good.
Yeah.
Winter beater.
And Austin, you are making your comeback here on the show, but you also have some vehicle news.
Yes, well, actually, I got two news.
Two pieces of news?
One, I did get vaccinated. I got the first dose, so I'm going to get my second dose soon.
There you go.
Round of
applause. But, yes, I got into an accident a couple of weeks ago. Messed up the radiator, and it was going to be too costly to fix it, and also the blue value was just like it was not even worth it to fix it. So I scrapped it, and now I am I got a new car. So
there you go.
All right.
Yeah, I'm a
new owner of a new vehicle.
Yeah, I'm the new owner of a 2013 Hyundai Elantra.
He's the new home and choner.
Saw it out there. You get it looks pretty sexy.
Dude, it's a sexy beast.
Jesus.
I don't know if you got... Did you get your home and choner insurance on yet?
I'm pretty sure I got my home and choners.
Is that only when you buy a home you get your home and choner's insurance?
No, I got pretty covered with it. My mom co-signed it because it was going to be too much. But,
there you go.
It's worth it. I got everything is covered. If anything happens...
You got your car and choner insurance now.
Yes,
car
I do.
And choner.
Car and choner.
Car and choner insurance.
He's got car and choner coverage.
Yeah, I freaking love that thing. It's super nice. Drives really well.
Is it fast?
It's fast.
Oh yeah, it's got some speed.
We'll do some drag racing a little later on.
Yeah, we can do that. We got the action cam we can do.
Yeah.
So first of all,
just trying to be careful with that car though.
Yeah, don't destroy that one like you did the last one.
Exactly. Yeah. So I don't
hospital fires.
All right. You are all with us as well in studio. You can talk to us 855-MBOM-19. That's 855-622-5619. Ghost says he flew today, boys. So there
God
you go.
Damn it, you Ghost.
I flew today too.
He flew today. He got it on the audience side.
I got it on this side.
All right, We'll give it to the dash man. Plus, it's been
dash
quiet.
Man flew. It's been quiet on his end.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've been kind of ghosting us, man. You ghost?
I didn't mean to ghost you guys. It's just I was having car troubles, and my mom was like my only, she was giving me rides to work, and she let me use her vehicle while she was away from... Because her and my stepdad went to Florida, and I just took care of the animals while I was home. So
the animals.
Yep.
The animals.
Speaking of the animals, Doge is down to 67 cents.
Yes, we are going to be talking about...
How would animals make you think about Dogecoin?
I know. Doggy.
Oh, my dog.
The Dogecoin. Oh, the Dogecoin.
Oh, the Doge. Make me think about money, Omen.
Oh, sure. Oh, sure. Dogecoin is ultra.
I'm watching all my money go into my freaking Subaru.
Yes.
There you go.
Well, we do have. Well, VCAT says, "Hey yo, hey yo. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on?
Yes. I want to show you. We got pictures of
I like pictures.
Dashman's car here.
With home and Chonis.
With, well, no, not with home and
without home and Chonis. All right, so we got the picture of the car without home and Chonis.
Here's Dashman's car. Here's a Hyundai right there.
Yeah, just picture the home and Chonis in there.
Yeah, look at that. Home and Chonis next to it. Of course.
Sexy car.
Yeah, here's the back, you know, here's the caboose.
We got a picture of Joyce
caboose.
In
caboose.
Slapped that pretty good.
Yeah, slapped right on the alignment.
Yeah, it may look like a small trunk, but it's it's actually, it may look like a small trunk, but it's super spacious.
Can Joyce fit your trunk?
Yes.
Yes, she can.
We could put the wheelchair in there, too.
Yeah, exactly.
That's really, really important.
That's the important
part. You gotta have it.
We had to make sure that she could fit in my vehicle. When I got mine, I remember Joyce was waiting for people in the trunk.
Yes, that was back in October.
So, Joyce, would you like to check out Austin's new vehicle?
Yes, she would. Jason says perfect for bodies. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you got the eye emoji in there.
Joyce wants
Shout
to test out
to
that
Jake Cole over here for watching.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Thank you.
Come on, man. You're supposed to be the...
Yeah.
There we go. I'll
sit in my spot, and then you're going to ignore the sound.
Well, you can't sit there anyway.
What the hell is going on?
You can't,
I know.
You can't
know,
sit there.
I know.
Well, I'm out of touch. I'm out of touch.
Yeah. So.
I need a chair with a back to it.
You need a chair? Hey. Yes. He's got the peace sign.
I didn't notice you sitting in that.
Yes, I need a back.
He needs a wheelchair. Go get him the wheelchair.
I didn't know.
Dad, man, the wheelchair.
No, zookeeper needs the wheelchair. Joyce, get up out of that chair.
I need it, yes.
All right, so we got some things to talk about today. Treadmills eating kids. We also got to talk about a little bit of Dogecoin, SNL, today with Elon Musk.
The king of Doge.
The Doge father, as he calls
himself. The Doge father, yes.
The Doge father, woof, woof.
And Musk we trust?
And, well, I don't know if I trust him in that sense, but maybe some people
trust
do.
Trust nobody.
Yes. And then we'll talk about the little birthday celebration and our 2-year anniversary celebration at SoGo last week.
Yes, that was fun.
Which we'll talk about now, actually.
Which I'm very sorry I wasn't able to come, Glaze.
Fuck. I'm sorry.
You missed.
They gave us a corner. Like that table like that, but we were pretty.
Well, I asked to be seated at a private section, you know, our own table. I didn't want to share a table.
Your little restaurant experience?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So we get there. Okay, so it's Ghost, my wife, and I. We get there, and it's about 7:05, and we're like, okay, we were running a little late ourselves, you know. And so we get in there.
We had people there before 7.
Yeah, they were there. They were sitting in the little waiting area there. And we get there, and the person's like, okay, is everybody here? And we're like, well, no. And so she's like, well, everybody needs...
people that weren't there on time. Myself, I took a wrong turn with our GPS.
Yeah.
The GPS was fucking with us. And it was just...
Mm-hmm. And this lady's like, okay, everybody needs to be here before we seat you. And so 6 minutes go by. It's about 7:11, 7:12, something like that. You guys finally get there. Yep. And your girlfriend, Crystal, was going.
Happy.
She stormed inside.
Not happy.
And, so she went in there. We're waiting to hear what they're going to say. And the next thing you know, they're like, well, we're pushing it back to 8:30.
Yep.
And
I found that so stupid.
Ooh.
Yeah, we were pretty upset.
You guys could have stopped over in my house. I mean, I was 20 minutes out, but you guys could have stopped by.
Now, we did get seated before 8:30. We were seated at about 8:15, but yes, they did do us dirty.
They made it right.
The food was worth it. The food was definitely worth it.
It did drag on the night a little longer than expected.
It did. It definitely did drag on the night.
I mean, there was a thing. There were a couple things after we wanted to do that we just didn't get to.
Right.
We wandered the mall a little bit because it's over in the mall there in Greece, and
spent some quality time.
Went to Spencer's. We saw this jersey that's perfect for Joyce. We didn't get it, but it said, fuck it. I'm already dead.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yes. Joyce jersey.
Wait, you guys went to the Grease Ridge Mall?
Yes. Yeah, that's where the restaurant was.
Yes.
It's not bad. It's not a bad mall, but...
No, it's not. And I'll tell you what, though. That fucking drink you got looks so delicious. I wasn't planning on ordering a drink.
Oh, the SoGo Sunrise.
Yes.
How was it?
It was good. It was like a mango...
Ooh. That sounds good.
It was.
Malibu rum.
It was good.
Smoothie.
That sounds good.
I wasn't as impressed as I thought I was going to be with it. I don't know if I just got...
Really?
...a poorly mixed one.
Come on, man. I thought it was pretty good.
I loved mine.
Yeah. I didn't eat anything all day until that time.
Me too.
And so when I was starting to drink that...
That's why I ordered so much food.
I started feeling it quick. Like halfway through.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what happens. If you don't eat as much today, and you just start drinking, you're going to feel it quick.
Jason says, careful with the language. You might offend someone and get zucked. We don't care. Facebook can get fucked. Zuck can get fucked. We say whatever we want on here. Yeah. We're pretty much
this is our show.
So we ain't got rules. Yeah.
You know, the only thing we don't tolerate on here is hate speech. Yes. But
yeah,
we can swear.
We'll swear as much as we can, but we don't make.
No. And if anyone
tries so hard, no racist remarks, no single like racing. Well, sexual when it comes profiling,
when it comes to the phone like lines, that's what we worry about because some idiot might call in and say some stupid things like the N-word.
Yep,
and
I know.
I'm hanging up on him as soon as that happens.
We'll hang up on you. If you bring that heat to the show, we'll hang up on you.
Yeah, we
know. No, we're not doing that shit.
But yes.
Trust me, we have our restrictions.
Fuck Zuck.
Yeah,
we do. Fuck Zuck.
No, I mean, you know.
Fuck Zuck.
We're not.
Fuck Cuomo.
Oh, Jesus.
We don't want to fuck both of them.
We'll fuck both of them at the same time.
Yeah, where is it, man?
Only with...
Fuck both of them.
Dude, he hasn't been here in so long. He's got to get retrained.
Yeah, he does.
I don't know what to talk about.
Shots fired.
I'll do it for you.
Thank you.
He's got it.
Like I said, I'm a little bit rusty.
A little delayed there, but it's okay. We'll manage. I got some emails. Let's get to emails.
Ooh, the emails, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh yeah, well, we did have some photos actually from, we did have some photos from the restaurant there.
Photos?
So here's Ghost.
Did we take photos?
Oh wait, no, it's not gonna do it. It's not gonna do it. Never mind.
I do not remember. So just forget that.
It's
a little intoxicated.
It doesn't like it. So
it doesn't like it. Doesn't
no photos.
It doesn't like it. It doesn't want to see it.
No.
What?
Never mind. All right, let's get to emails.
All right, emails.
All right, you know who this is, writes, help me. Okay, so no, I don't know who this is. We don't know who the hell this could be. And help you? No, help yourself.
It just says UK.
UK, you who this who is. This you know is. Who this is.
You spelled all the other is. Words, but you didn't want to spell out.
So hard about
you
that.
Know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What's so hard about
so
that?
So if anything, that just says UK. No, who?
You UK.
Now, I've seen this.
I don't know, man.
Yola person.
Yo, no, well, Yola. That's no.
No, that's.
Or is that a server?
That's a server.
No. Okay.
That's from our contact form on our official website, which, by the way, you can contact us on thembombeffect.com. Hit email us, it'll come up with a contact
what
form.
Was
and
the,
then you can.
Sentence? Help?
It's help,
just,
me.
Help me. Help me. Just help
if
me.
You
that's
need
it.
Help, you
no email.
Financially, psychologically.
Do probably psychologically.
Do you want therapy through us?
Yes.
Call the hotline and we'll be your.
855,
four little amigos of therapists.
Yes.
We'll get into your brain. We'll tear it apart in there.
Yeah,
see
we'll
what
re-rattle
we can
some things. We'll
re-rattle it,
break out
it
the
together.
Eraser.
The eraser, yeah.
Yeah.
You look good with
eraser. Brainwashing.
Cause you to relive yes. undue childhood
Open your
drama.
Skull.
Now, normally I would...
some Diet Coke in there.
Normally I would skip something stupid. I would skip over something too. Stupid like this, but I just thought it was kind of weird that somebody would do that.
I think it's...
Thank you, Austin. There you go. Frank writes, did y'all see the comments on your showcase, Corey Crowley's Facebook? What? Okay. Showcase? Lots of old men think she's hot and want her bad. Well, that's good for them.
Okay,
and,
so
for
them. Lots you deal of with old that. Men.
Yes, apparently.
So it's only old men.
Creepy old men. Yeah, creepy
but here's the
old,
thing.
Men.
Old men.
But why would we be... Why would be aware... Why would be... Oh, jeez, I can't even speak today. Why would we be aware of our old co-hosts?
Right.
Situation.
Yeah, we don't care.
We don't take the effort of looking up of what other people are doing.
Nor do we associate.
She ain't Omen's hoe no more.
Oh, Jesus damn. Christ. Oh, damn.
Can I get a shots fired? Oh, what the fuck, Austin?
Shots, right. Fired.
Shots fired.
Sorry. Right. Sorry.
Right.
I know. I'm being slow.
Omen's over here. He's like, this motherfucker needs to shut up.
All right. Philip. Philip from Detroit.
Cameras can't see it. They see this, right?
Okay. All right. Philip from Detroit writes, Yo, my friend came over and we both were partying with these chicks, right? And so I ended up waking up the next morning drunk as fuck and my fucking floor was wet with piss and I'm pissed off. What would you guys do if that shit was in your apartment?
He's got piss and he's pissed off. Well, you better clean that piss with your
right.
pissed
Don't
off
Don't be so
self.
Pissed over piss, man.
So I had a good time with two ladies last night.
Apparently so. Maybe they squirted on the floor.
And again,
the golden
shower.
Piss? Maybe
the
orgasm everywhere.
The golden dragon.
The go- whoa, whoa.
Whoa.
Golden dragon?
So if you have a hard... If you wake up hungover
yeah,
and
right,
you don't
buddy,
know,
you know
what the hell happened last night... I mean, obviously, if you wake up and piss on your floor... I don't know. First thing I like to do is
piss on your floor.
Wake up, make sure I find my glasses and phone.
Right.
And my wallet.
That's important.
And keys, in case it's not my place. But it sounds like it's his place, so he should find that stuff easily.
Then you piss on the floor.
If your phone is available, you probably took some pictures or maybe some videos.
Maybe you pissed on it a little bit too.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe you were in on it too. But okay, so if you woke up to this situation,
unless you were really,
I suppose it's piss on the floor. Human.
Check social media.
I don't think this guy owns dogs.
Also, Also, was this person, didn't he say he was like drunk as fuck or whatever?
Yeah. Maybe it was
probably
him.
Probably
maybe
his
he
piss.
Challenged him too.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. So maybe he wasn't
this
conscious enough.
Out of order.
Maybe he just had them sit on his face and go, oh, yeah, just freaking piss. Just
yes.
Did you wake up smelling a little musky yourself?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Like
the ammonia musk when he woke up.
That's the
But here's the thing. Like,
was it on a wood floor, tile floor?
Yeah,
doesn't say. Or was it on
a
carpet?
Oh, my God.
Oh, wood floor and a
piss
carpet.
Piss on a carpet.
That'll soak in.
I had an apartment once, and the whole fucking apartment was covered in carpet.
Piss.
I hated it. Hated it.
Not one section of the floor was tile or something.
I bet the no. cat.
Not,
not
even the kitchen.
Even the kitchen?
No, you do you remember this over in 47 West Main?
The
first one.
Webster Apartments?
Yeah.
That?
No. The one that the first one I was at. Across the street, you know, I had a bar down the street from it and all that.
Oh, we're
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that was the one that I had lived
it's
in
on
for.
The floor.
Yeah, well, no.
Oh, wait.
He pissed on the floor?
No, there was carpeting
no,
all over
the one
the
with
place.
The gas station across the street?
Yes.
That one.
That one
yeah,
had carpeting everywhere.
That one had carpet everywhere.
Hated it.
In
fucking
the kitchen.
It.
That
kitchen,
was so weird.
Bathroom.
That's so...
That's
why?
Not, yeah, it's like not safe.
No,
guys,
stupid.
guys. But the question, everybody on here wants to know.
Yes.
With the apartment and with the carp, yeah. Is did you piss on it?
No. Jesus. Why would anybody piss on the carpet?
So
hey, he could be drunk enough
I would
and piss
yeah,
on the
be
carpet.
Pissed off. But I mean, depending how much fun you have with those people, I mean, you may want to just bypass it.
You want to double check it.
But if you're gonna hang out with these people again, you better be like, hey,
get some security cameras.
Yeah, get some. Yeah, we can't put them in the bathroom, Zoo.
Yeah,
you got to have them outside the bathroom.
Well, this obviously yeah. happened outside.
Otherwise, you got
bathroom.
Friends that are on the phone talking to a girl, and then they enter the bathroom and
jerk it off.
And everywhere.
Who are we talking
maybe that's
about
what happened.
Here. I don't know. We don't
awkward
know.
Are you sure it wasn't white?
No, he has no proof.
Are you sure it wasn't white liquid?
White liquid
just
all
a shit
over.
Ton of cum on his
no,
floor.
No, it was yellow liquid.
I'd be mad, but depending on how good the night was, you know.
Yeah, depending on what
hang out again, just make sure it doesn't happen again.
Just don't
you only live once.
You know, if they can't make it to the bathroom, maybe put some cat litter boxes
around
or something.
Or maybe you
put some newspaper down.
Those doggy patties.
Maybe
doggy
pads.
Maybe bring a piece of lawn into the side of the house.
Yeah, yeah, they can lift their leg on it.
Yeah,
or maybe
they can
yeah.
on, you know, a little section of lawn inside the house.
Little section.
A little donkey punch action going on.
Yes.
Hang on, I got to bring my lawnmower into the living room so I can mow my...
Not donkey punch.
Mow my carpet.
mow my carpet.
All right, that would be pretty cool. If you had fresh grass in your house.
Yeah, fresh ass in your house.
Yeah, ass grass.
Ass grass. Grassy ass. All right.
Fresh
Trish
ass
writes.
In the house. All right. That's what
we
I'm
still have
about.
More emails.
Yes, ooh. One more. Trish writes, hey guys, I was wondering, I was listening to a podcast you did in October, and I wanted to know if you guys will be giving away free vapes. Kind of need one. And well, if you did another giveaway, that would be great.
Yeah, you know, sweet. I heard this person was giving away free vapes.
Yeah, you know.
You know, maybe you can go hit
totally.
Her up, but.
So this is a reference to what I can gather.
This was completely out of context.
Yes.
That whole ordeal with that stuff that you just said in the email.
It's pretty specific.
Was not actually run by the actual head host.
No, we didn't do this.
It wasn't run by anybody.
No, it wasn't run by anybody. That was a off decision of a member of the team that didn't have any right to do any sponsoring or any rights to give away. So we're very sorry. But we will do some merchandising, maybe giveaway, in some upcoming moments.
Yes.
So stay tuned for some of that.
So,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
We are very sorry for that confusion,
we're not
though.
Giving anything to you, though, because you know too much.
So basically, this is what went down. And speaking of which, Omen, yes, we will be doing a merch giveaway here very soon. Not today, maybe not even next week. Maybe later in the
month. 1,000 followers, bitches. You get us 1,000 followers, I'll get M-Bomb to tattoo his ass.
Yeah, sure, totally. Yes. So basically what happened.
His ass, 1,000 followers.
He has to shake on that. Basically, you can't just say shit like that.
Shake on it right
now.
No, he's not going to shake on it.
1,000 followers, yeah, because he won't.
You're going to be tattooing your ass.
I don't even want a tattoo on my
This guy has an ass. This guy has an ass fetish. I mean, even Richard Lee was like, why do you hang out with this guy? Up your ass.
It's
says
all about
that.
Because
you
the
put
ass.
Ass
man.
Up your ass.
Fuck call him zookeeper. He's the ass man now.
He's the ass man.
I am an ass man.
Is that a Seinfeld reference?
Yes.
Tits are great, but it's all about the ass, ladies
but,
and gentlemen.
I agree.
But
I
yeah,
agree.
Back on that subject, though, basically, I mean, I got a phone call.
Saying here.
So I got a phone call from her when this whole thing went down. And, you know, she was talking to the vape shop or whatever. I'm not going to name drop anymore of that. Yeah. Anyways, yeah, so she basically talked to these people, and the guy who was behind the counter had no fucking clue what was going on. He just pretty much, yeah, that's okay. And I didn't okay anything. I didn't talk to the owner. I didn't talk to anybody. So right. I never announced it on the show. Well, apparently somebody went to the store and was like, yeah, this show, the Unbomb Effect, saying I can get a free vape. And the store's like, well, we can't legally do that. So unfortunately for them, they had to give them a discount over some stupid shit. I get an email from the shop, from the lady that owns the shop, stating this whole thing going down. I had to apologize to her. I said I had no knowledge of this happening. And then I brought it up on the Halloween special. And that's where I pretty much kept getting
frustrating.
Yeah, it was very frustrating. Yes. And then, you know, our old co-host was like, well, I said it. I said, no, it doesn't matter what you say. It's what I say. Right. Because it didn't go down that way.
When it doesn't get run by
the entire group.
Yes.
Yeah, when we all have ideas, we like to sit around and spitball.
Yeah, we like to throw out some ideas out there.
But we all sit down as a group.
But nothing is like ever official.
You don't go rogue and do your own idea when...
Start your own.
We are a group.
Hence why she's
on these decisions together.
Hence why she's not on the show.
Well, the last straw was when she was on the phone with live as we were doing the broadcast, like we were doing now, sitting where you were, Zookeeper. She's on her phone talking to somebody.
Yeah,
as a microphone.
I think we know if we have any phone emergencies or anything. You know, we usually
step away.
Boys, we don't answer phones on the here or answer text or anything.
Oh, nobody does it.
Hello,
if it is an emergency, we'll step off to the side and we'll handle
That's
it. But
different.
We won't do it on the show. And I say, I don't want you listening to my
conversation
on my end.
What? Dash Man, Doc the Dick, and Dash will call the show.
Yes.
Fuck.
We will take your call.
They all
the Dash Man, Dick,
fucking
Doc
know
the
it.
Dick,
they
and
fucking
Dash
know.
Call our show.
Yeah.
Have you gotten the Dick docked and dashed by the Dash Man? Well, call the M-Bomb Effect.
And while you're at
we
it.
We can help you.
While you're at it, go to the mbombeffect.com and buy the shirt.
Yes, buy a shirt, buy some condoms so you don't get dicked raw anymore.
Whoa.
Get some TME condoms. You know, if somebody docks the dick and dashes after you get your handy-dandy TME condoms, then, well,
you know what?
That's nature won't take its place.
Yeah.
So there you go. You'll have more time to watch the M-Bomb Effect.
Zookeeper, Dogecoin, what do you suspect is going to happen when Saturday Night Live happens and it ends? Do you think it's going to go up or do you think it's going to go down?
Depending on what Elon Musk says, I think if he's going to try and be funny and play it off as funny... It's going to go up right before SNL, and then it's just going to drop.
Well, Elon Musk is dealing with a bunch of stuff right now.
Yes, he is.
Well, with the person driving in his self-driving car.
Oh, yeah.
That person fucked up because he was probably fucking in the back seat. And it says even though the car is self-driving, you got to be in the driver's seat at all times.
Right.
They don't be going in the back seat hiring some hooker and thinking you can get some quickie blowjob.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You're going to end up dead.
Yeah, on the highway going 70 miles per hour, no big deal.
Like that poor girl had probably had a cock go right through her fucking neck, and then her parents had ID'd that body.
Yeah, exactly.
What's that hole in her neck? Oh, that was the guy's cock.
That was from the guy's dick.
Bought it up.
It ripped. Through
but
her
mouth also, when he was
other orifices.
Because I'm a decent fan of Elon Musk because I do like his work.
He is a very peculiar individual.
I just like him because he's out to do the space program.
Yeah.
So he's doing that. So he was talking about that the other day, which I think is another hit on how he was saying it, which I think he said it just perfectly fine. And other people are getting a little upset how he said this, the space program of going to Mars or anywhere else. He says, there will be casualties.
He said that?
Yes.
Okay. And that was controversial.
And it was controversial. You'd be like, okay.
Realistically, it is.
Okay, so what are you going to do? I advertise like the war and be like, hey, we're always going to win.
But no casualties?
No casualties. There's always going to be casualties.
Nobody.
I mean, this is a space expedition, which I wish would start sooner, but...
Something's going to
go wrong. You know, something's going to happen. There will be casualties, but in the end, we will get somewhere. Maybe we'll end up terraforming Mars at, somehow or something or somewhere.
Yeah.
The cost of life could be justified.
Even, I think there's other places that are also... in a thought, I think one of Saturn's moons...
Really?
Is in question about a habitable area.
That'd be cool, right?
Right. I'm just saying, I don't think everyone should be angry at Elon Musk because somebody was not using his stuff correctly.
Yeah.
And because he said a huge exploration may go wrong with a few casualties. I don't think you should be really mad at a guy like that, even though he's doing 10 times more than what anybody else is. He's got electricity cars. He's got smart as hell. He wants to do space expedition.
Space link internet.
Right.
I mean, it's just he's ahead of his time.
Right.
Realistically.
It's just not moving quick enough. Because I want space to be like there.
Yeah, and it's gonna,
I better see something happen before I die.
It'll probably happen.
I want to see a fucking building get built somewhere else,
other than Earth.
Other than Earth,
yes,
and the moon.
And the moon.
You can build stuff on moon. That doesn't count. We should have done that a long time ago.
That's kind of cool, right?
Kind of like, not gonna lie, Trump's idea of defense.
Okay,
on
space
the moon.
Force.
I'm just saying that's pretty fucking
Space
cool.
Force. Halo.
I mean, they want to enter our atmosphere and then our moon's like,
yeah,
fucking death beam just oh
yes, yes.
Death beam.
I don't know. It's
defeated.
Yes.
Well, realistically,
but yeah, but if he goes on SNL, he might be a little nervous, but
yeah. But is he gonna? Do you think he's gonna mention Dogecoin?
Yes,
of course. I think he is.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
All right, we'll see.
Or there might be like some quick little snappy joke for it, or
maybe
anything. I don't know. I don't think he's gonna like advertise it.
Yeah,
I think he will.
But he'll say something.
He'll say something about it.
Think
so? I don't know. I'm kind of interested to see what happens.
I am too.
I kind of want to see if the price will shoot to a dollar.
Well, right now, it's sitting. The Dogecoin is sitting at 69 cents as we speak right now. Oh, it just went to 68.
So. Oh, 69 no. was better.
Yeah, 69. It was at 72 this morning, so it'll go up.
It spiked to 74.
It'll go back up, I'm sure, eventually. Yes. I do have a bone to pick with somebody on this show.
Almond boner?
I am not going to tell you until we get back from the break.
Okay.
That's really suspenseful. I don't know if I can handle it.
We don't know.
I'll have to drink
bone.
My lavender-infused tea I got at the public market today.
Yes.
It is, but...
I'm all a talk right. slut for that one.
Yeah, a talk slut. Well, I'll tell you who the bone is. The person I have a bone to pick with is after this. Hang on.
the M-Bomb Effect will be right back.
You know what they say. If nobody hates you, you're doing something wrong.
This is the worst... I've ever seen in my life.
Must be we're doing something right.
I know the people on your show, and I can tell you they're up.
Now for some more of the M-Bomb Effect.
You guys should all rethink your futures.
Yes, you should all rethink your futures, boys. What are you doing here?
Fuck that. I'm doing
fine
right now.
Lovely old.
I don't know. We don't know that. We don't know that. We think so.
I hear him laughing in the back.
Oh,
I know
he's already making accusations.
I can hear it.
Joey, shut the fuck up. Don't we ask you to laugh?
Yeah,
the
leg is.
Yes. So I yes. So I have a bone to pick with one of you guys here.
What the fuck,
Mike?
So. One night, I'm, you know, scrolling through the internet, and I'm, you know, doing my thing, and I opened up Snapchat, and I happened to look at my stories, and what do I see on there first thing? Mortal Kombat in a movie theater by Mr. Omen Choner himself.
Oh, yeah.
He cheated on us, and he went to see it by himself.
He did.
Oh, you motherfucker.
He says, screw you guys, I'm going to see the movie.
You guys, I'm going to the movie theater alone.
Me, Amber...
And Ryan.
No.
No, he didn't. No. He didn't.
We saw the time.
So who were you cheating with?
You just said it.
I was cheating on all you guys on the movie.
Yeah.
Yup, I know.
See?
Him and Amber.
But, we got Corey over here.
Yeah, we saw the showtime and we said, fuck it. I haven't gone to a theater in so long.
Before
let
COVID,
me tell you,
for sure.
It was fucking sick. And to see that movie in a theater was fucking
had to be pretty
awesome.
Good.
I can imagine.
So I know we had plans to watch
it on HBO
with you guys. But I'm going to say, like.
But
So the whole story got rewritten.
Yeah.
It pretty much got rewritten. I don't want to say too much, but
I don't either because I saw it on Tuesday.
It's pretty badass. Oh, you did see it?
Yeah, I watched it Tuesday.
You cheated as well.
I did.
Who here hasn't seen MK?
These two.
Okay, so it's
and Ghost watched it too.
And Ghost hasn't seen it yet?
You know, he has.
Oh, he has.
He came Wednesday. I watched it again the second time.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah, word.
All right, so what night this week are we all coming over to watch it?
I thought that's what the original plan was, but then everything fell apart.
Everything.
That's okay. Everyone had different plans.
But dude, it was awesome.
You had a different plan.
Yeah, you had a different plan.
And you were Corey over here for a moment. You had your phone going off. I saw you were about to answer.
And I think,
I turned it off.
And I don't know if this is 100% true, but sources of mine said, I think they're locked in with a contract.
Four movies.
Yes.
Four movies.
Yes.
And the ending made it open.
Right. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
for another movie, so.
It's going to be great.
Can't wait.
A lot of characters, they ran through pretty fast.
They did.
A lot of people got killed.
Not going to say
character-wise, but I would assume Quan Chi would come back in the picture with come his back. Power. Or
come, he wasn't in there.
Come, yeah, that's right. Quan Chi. I was thinking Quan Chi would come into the picture and
he didn't.
Resurrect dead. Like how he does in the MK series of the gaming
world. Right. And they did change a couple things in there from the gaming world, which is cool because we need some surprises here and there.
Right.
It was pretty awesome.
I think the actors and the roles that they played for those characters were dead on perfect.
Fucking awesome.
Did you feel accurately represented as Sub-Zero?
Oh.
You guys haven't seen it. But
no, we can't. Yeah.
Can't spoil it.
I want to say stuff.
Can't spoil it.
We don't want to spoil it for the listeners. We don't want to spoil it for these guys.
Can't spoil it.
No. So, Bihan and Hanzo Asasi.
Yeah.
Did I say his name? Right? Yeah. And it's funny to see Hanzo's world.
Yeah.
And then Bihan's world.
Right.
And how they actually got collided, which makes sense.
Right.
But to see Sub-Zero betrayed as that person.
Yeah.
Confused me a little bit. But the Lin Kuei, if you think about it, is an assassin clan.
But you also got to understand, though, there are two Sub-Zeros in the gaming world.
Yes, there is.
Bihan has a brother.
Bihan is the oldest brother, and the Sub-Zero you were playing in the game
was
his younger brother.
Yes. So they lined up the storyline for that.
Yes.
Almost reversed.
Almost.
So you know how Sub-Zero's younger brother is going to be going after Scorpion.
Yes, because he
thinks. In the other world of that we know, Scorpion was always going after Sub-Zero.
Sub-Zero.
Which was kind of the case, but now it's kind of, I don't know, it's going to be really weird to see how this storyline plays out.
Yeah, we can't give away
too
much.
It's going to be dope, though.
Like, we already know. Yes. I don't want to ruin it for you guys.
I'll just say it this way. I saw a lot of critics.
People who are watching on the show, mm-hmm. I highly recommend going on HBO. If you have it, watch it.
Yes.
If you got time to go in theaters, watch it in theaters. It's freaking sick with the surround sound.
Oh, dude, it was. I could imagine. Can you imagine it IMAX? Holy shit.
Yeah. Oh my god.
That'd be sick. I
wish. That's like not even far from me.
My TV system at home.
Me too. It was pretty good. It was very basic because I got the sound bar and all that and the freaking hub, the subwoofer and all that.
Yeah, it really fucking gives sick. You that Vizio sound bar and the subwoofer I have set up really gives you a good theater.
Talk slut. It
gives you a really good theater aspect, even in your own home.
Talk slut.
Oh yeah, no, you're right. And I got the same one and it was freaking phenomenal.
I love Vizio. It's the only brand I really like to fuck with.
Talk slut.
Yeah, no, it's a good sound bar. It's a good brand. I would say get one if you don't have one.
Right.
You know what's really going on though? There's a company out there known as Peloton. They're having a problem right now. They're recalling over 125,000 treadmills because they turned into monsters and started eating kids.
They eat your children.
Yes, I have a video. I have a video thing.
Do the treadmills look like Cookie Monster?
No, but that's what I would imagine.
They should.
Okay. Maybe.
Fuck cookies, eat kids.
Can we insert Cookie Monster effects into the video?
No.
All right.
So I will play this.
Oh, wait, there's a video?
I have video footage.
Oh, fuck. Please. All right. I shouldn't.
Jesus Christ. All right, so here we go. Obviously, this is a disturbing video to some. So
your discretion is advised.
There is no sound. Everyone. So I will just. Okay, so there's two kids. If you're listening to the show, there's two kids playing around. There's a girl unattended. On the treadmill. Yes, unattended.
Oh, that's horrible.
There's a kid with a pink ball. The pink ball is getting stuck in there. And oh, the kid's getting stuck with the treadmill. His face is against the treadmill right now. The girl's running to go get mommy and daddy. This kid is just feeling that thing just grinding his face right now.
It's still going?
Look at it's still trying to push him. Look, so he's trying to readjust his arms. As you can see right here, he's moving around. And now he's trying to move the ball. Whoa. He got out, but now the treadmill's like, no, come back.
Come back.
And now his head's cockeyed, and it's going under the treadmill right now.
Young kid.
And the treadmill's right on top of him. Oh, my God. And now it's just... Yes, it's pretty much trying to eat him. The kid's crawling out of there, and he's got out. He's now running away towards where his sister ran.
He's all like, what the fuck?
fuck just happened?
It just tried to eat me.
Jesus Christ.
So now Peloton's, of course, has lawsuits.
That's a big name in the exercise equipment industry, too. There's fucking A.
Quite a bit of...
way to go, Peloton.
Yeah, there was quite a bit of injuries.
Fucking Peloton killing children.
Well, there was one death. That's what's causing this whole recall now. There was one death. But did you notice in that video, there was like no, like the whole thing was open. First of all, I understand.
Like the whole bottom's
open.
Right. That's not good. No. I have never in my life seen even an old treadmill.
No, the ones at the gym don't even do that.
Didn't he throw like a ball underneath the
treadmill? Well, the ball was getting caught underneath.
After that conveyor belt system goes under, there should be
a guard.
There should be a whole flat
with
guard.
With an emergency shutoff if
absolutely.
It detects something.
So whoever was the asshole who developed that Peloton model and thought, hey, let's just skip this bottom plastic piece because no one's had an injury for a while, they just did that to save on money.
Of course.
Now they're getting lawsuited and now there's a death.
Losing a lot of money.
Whoever the blueprint guy was... I hope he dies.
Wow, dang, that was pretty. Shots
fired. We already lost a kid, so
one up.
More of a shots fired.
Why can't we just go back to the olden days? If like someone dies, we kill that guy too.
So basically, here's and with that design flaw in play, of course you also got to think, why did the parents put the play center near a treadmill and not? Not only that, but they have that treadmill plugged in.
Even as a kid, I played on treadmills. I used to put my Hot Wheels on there and everything.
I remember you saying this.
We played with them too, but at a certain point, you got to remember, you're still a parent. You got to kind of not.
But I wasn't as young as that boy near the treadmill.
That dude,
I was a little older.
That boy was probably
like, what, 2 years old?
Maybe one, at least. At least one.
Obviously, young sister.
Yeah,
it's not more than 4 or 5.
Sister looked like she was like 4 or something.
Where were the parents?
I'm saying, as a responsible person, I don't think I would have my exercise equipment even around the kids' area.
Well,
I don't want dumbbells.
No, none of the kids around like that.
Even a standstill biking system.
Yeah, put it in the garage.
In the basement. Have a whole separate
kids
workout room.
Kids pick up those dumbbells and they end up dropping them on their toes
foot.
And breaking
their foot.
Right, you want a foot? Yes.
Piggy's broken. You want
your piggies broken, kiddos?
So, well, this little piggy went all the way off your foot because you dropped the dumbbell on it.
All the while, this kid's getting sucked under the treadmill. The mom's getting sucked up, the husband upstairs. Something's going on. I don't know, but the kids were unattended. The treadmill was on.
Parents were smoking crack upstairs.
God damn it. I was just going to say that.
You never fucking mess here.
Smoking crack, getting sucked.
Prostituting themselves.
Prostituting.
The dad's getting sucked upstairs. Kids getting sucked in the bottom.
Furry outfits.
The mom's getting beefed against the wall,
beefed.
Fucking
that's
taking
so
it.
Fucked.
Oh, yeah.
When he said that,
the
all I could think
Jimmy
of
John's
is
Jimmy John's teams up there.
Yes, Jimmy John.
Now we originally played the audio for it, and we didn't want to do that because we heard the kids screaming, but then we heard the mom getting beefed upstairs too, and it's like, shut the audio off.
It sounded like she was running on a treadmill upstairs, but there's no treadmill up there.
And then you hear a little Johnny.
There's no treadmill up there. What's that noise?
It sounds like there's a treadmill, but there's no treadmill.
They're running on a treadmill. I want to run on a treadmill,
too. Yeah, mommy's exercising, too.
Yes. Mommy's exercising, too. I'm going to get on the treadmill. Oh, shit.
But in all seriousness, though, that is so bad, dude. That's horrible.
That's irresponsible and also just, it's irresponsible. I mean, honestly, but also at the same time, you should at least have a safeguard in that thing.
Or have an emergency shutoff if something gets detected in that
track.
I'm just so glad the kid got out of
those
there, man.
Those things are like
even if
a couple
like,
thousand dollars. You're telling me that you can't spend the extra, $100 or $200 it would be to put in a system like that?
Like, there's heaters that you use during the wintertime. Really? If they tip over, they have a sensor and they automatically turn off. You're telling me that system doesn't have a sensor if it got lifted up from the back because something went underneath, it didn't have a sensor?
But a fucking... couple thousand dollar exercise machine that's supposed to be state of the art doesn't have sensor. I mean, come on.
Right, no.
It's not worth $1,000. It's worth
it's
like
on your ass, Peloton.
Well, they're gonna be paying for it, and again, like I said, 125,000 treadmills being recalled.
Yes.
If not more.
Yikes. That's a lot.
And they tried to refuse this whole thing too. They tried to say no.
Well, I mean, 125,000 units is a lot of units. I mean, even with a company like that.
But there's obviously
that's going to put a big dent in their pocket.
But there's an obvious design flaw in their treadmill.
Yeah,
there is.
Fucking idiots.
You know, it kind of comes to the consumer. You know, are you going to buy a product that the company stands behind in, or are you going to product that the company knows something dangerous is going to happen. They're going to be, well, we don't want to necessarily lose all this money.
Yeah.
So I can hear it. It's getting really heated up.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on up there.
Probably. You're just going to send out a bunch of 50% off coupons for everybody.
Yeah.
And your next Peloton 50% gear off that you buy. Peloton. Like, fuck you.
Sorry about your
Take
kid,
your treadmill, throw it at their facility.
The whole treadmill, you're going to throw it through their window.
Throw it through their window, yes. On the CEO's desk.
I'm going to launch it like a...
You're going to fuck the CEO over a treadmill that's turned on. Are you going to catapult it in there and then go up to the CEO, fuck him?
That's a little bit medieval right over there.
I'm going
to
catapult the treadmill, and then I'm going to catapult myself.
Yeah.
And then fuck the CEO over a running treadmill.
Stop it.
Over a running treadmill.
Yeah.
Not a stopped one, a running
treadmill.
So
I'm
going to
be riding the treadmill as I'm catapulted.
Oh, you're a CEO and you want to get sucked up?
Imagine if you get just imagine you get catapulted and, you're still running in the
air.
And
then I'll put wings on it.
And then you'll fly
So I can glide a little bit as I'm on the
And then you'll put a frame around it.
Yeah, I got to build a frame
and
around
it. Build a frame around it. So what happens if you get your dick caught in the frame? And it goes...
What, on the treadmill?
Has anybody's cocks got stuck in the machine?
Has anybody gotten their penis or their genitalia stuck in the machine?
Well, immediate chemistry.
I'll be honest with you. There's a lot of things that people use treadmills for, and one person I know in particular that I can think of used it as a bed.
Oh, God, don't start. Yeah, it turns...
How can somebody use a treadmill as a bed?
Don't laugh, because it'll hurt if I laugh.
Don't laugh, because you're going to get hurt.
Yeah, I just had a hurt.
Could you imagine?
Bed turns on in the middle of the night.
One of the kids that, say you have kids and you turn it on. Yeah, you're going around the conveyor belt like this.
On the treadmill.
Get me up this thing. Yeah, like,
why was the treadmill a bed option?
Because this person, you don't want to meet this person. This person's life is so fucked up.
Jesus.
Okay.
I'm not going to get no.
Okay.
They don't even live in
We can't.
They don't live around the area. We're not going to say names or anything, but we know this person.
This person needs help. I'm going to take a billboard ad just to find this person.
Just to find this person.
Damn.
You know how much those things cost?
Blanket.
You know how much those things cost?
Well, hey, we got the M-Bomb
effect. Let's get a billboard advertiser for the
M-Bomb. We got the M-Bomb effect.
Yeah, that's thousands of dollars.
I can't afford to pay for it, but I'm sure the show could raise the money.
Well, you go do that, and we'll see how that goes.
For zookeepers missing people.
Yeah, missing people of the zookeeper.
Of the zookeeper.
He's missing some
missing
animals.
Missing people
from his house.
I'm treadmill sleeper.
Yes, treadmill sleeper.
Oh, anybody knows horrible. This treadmill sleeper?
Where's the
treadmill sleeper? Yeah, that definitely narrows it down.
Sleeper cell? No, no.
You'd never guess this person a million years. Know this person, but
this guy with his microphone.
Where is the treadmill sleeper? I want to know.
Where's the treadmill sleeper?
Bring me the person that sleeps on the treadmill.
Oh, Jesus.
And the man with the omen tattoo.
He's next to you. You don't have to bring
him.
Right
here.
Me the person that sleeps on the fucking treadmill, and then we'll talk.
Oh.
I don't think we want that person.
I want that person, but.
Yes. 855-622-5619 is the number. You can call that. Leave a voicemail if you're listening to the podcast version of the show. Give us your ideas on that. Do you think the treadmills should be designed a little differently than they are?
I want to hear everyone's opinion on everything.
What do you think about these treadmills?
Is this the parents' fault or is this Peloton's fault?
I want to hear everything.
I think it's both.
I think it's both.
It's a little bit of both.
Tell us what you think.
Yeah, the whole situation is both. It's based on
the parents.
But either way, that would...
Well, we want the viewers to tell us what they think. Because
even as an adult...
Yeah,
that can still happen. I've seen adults get messed up on treadmills. Eat shit, trip
with a fork and knife. They got one in each hand.
Because you're trying to eat breakfast and work out at the same time.
You know what's really funny?
They just sat on the end of the treadmill. They turn it on, and the dog shits on the treadmill, and then they go like, "Oh, here it goes."
You put your chin right under.
Yeah, you put your chin right above it,
scraped it off,
and then it shoves the shit right into your mouth.
You know what you can do is actually shave your face with the treadmill.
You glue a bunch of razor blades on the treadmill and then you turn it on.
Well, you can just sand
it
off.
Then you just slowly put your cheek on there.
Put Stacey Palace on.
And then you go,
why do you say that every time?
And then you go, ooh. And then you turn back and look at the mirror and it's just your bones.
Yeah, you
see how good of a shave.
You see the razor blades coming at you at such a fast speed.
Family Guy.
No, you'd be screaming.
You just go,
basically. Yeah, you'd be hearing that. That's the noise.
That's what you do.
Oh, sorry. Hurt.
Ow. Could you imagine that?
Yeah. I have wanted to try that before. Glue a bunch of razor blades to a little fan and just
There is a guy.
Peter Griffin did it.
No.
that's what I was saying.
There's a guy on YouTube. He goes by the name L.A. Beast. He eats all kinds of different stuff.
Is this the Juggalo kid? He jumps into barbed wire.
He eats cactuses. He does all kinds of, but one time he did shave his face with power washer or something like that. What?
How do you shit out a cactus?
Oh, he shit out a cactus.
It's prickly coming out just like it was prickly coming in.
What?
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
That sounds painful. Yeah. That sounds really painful.
Intestine.
His intestine lining must be fucked.
It's perforated.
Oh, dude, you should see the things he eats. He eats like old cereal. Broken he drinks glass. Old soda that's like from the 90s and 80s.
You have shown me that guy.
He's an awesome. I love him, dude. He's an awesome dude.
He eats Joyce Leggies from the 70s.
Send it to him. He might do it.
Yeah, he finds old ass products and then he just tastes them.
Some people send it into him.
Get the legs.
But it's not going to taste the same over a time period of that long.
Yeah.
But it is kind of cool having a taste of something from so long ago.
With Joyce Leggies.
You have shown me some times where he's eating old cereals and stuff.
Yeah.
How about 3-year-old Christmas cookies?
No. He's had like.
We've done 1-year-old cookies.
Like 30-year-old. He's done like 30-year-old cereals.
I was under the impression they were 2 years old.
Well, I do have a thing of cookies upstairs. They are from 2018.
All right, Dash Man, you're eating fucking cookies, bud. Get ready.
No.
You're getting ready.
No.
Yep. I need some milk with that.
They are the Dash Man.
I'll give you some milk. I need some milk.
They are Game of Thrones milk. Oreo cookies that I had since they came out a couple years ago.
So let's eat them.
Oreo cookies.
Let's eat them.
I got them upstairs.
Jesus.
I got them when we moved. I kept them when we moved. I bought two packages. One I was going to actually eat, and the other one's going to save, but never got to them.
No.
So they're both up there. So one can one can go to eat,
and one you can shove it up your butt.
No.
Yeah, but
one can go to again,
shove it up your butt.
Again with the ass.
Shove it up the ass.
Always the ass man.
He's the ass man.
I'm the ass man. Now the
Dash man and the ass man.
Put them together.
Why don't you all have some sass, man?
What can I say? I get a lot of
dash
ass.
Dash ass.
Should we tell what the O Shore is? That's a fucking mystery till the day fucking zookeeper dies.
Oh.
You don't get
but you didn't make no. You don't get to make the rules. The guy who made that gets to make the rules, and that's not even me.
Then it's my turn to make the rules.
You're so far away from the microphone. I can't hear what you're saying.
If he dies, the guy who made the rules, then it's zookeeper's
turn. No, it's not.
And then when I die, you guys can have the turn.
Oh, you're a dick. Why do you got to be so?
I don't know where that one came from.
I mean, we brought you in a lot of inside jokes that we had,
but. Can we really?
You learn where Joyce came from.
You don't forget where Joyce came from.
You don't forget, but can you remember?
I don't remember where Yash Ol.
Oh, sure, came. You don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
You will never know until.
Yash Ol. Okay, so this guy gets it confused.
No, don't do it.
Yash Ol is from Rover's Morning Glory. If you don't know that show,
listen to him as much.
It's a fucking hilarious show. I love it.
I'm more on 96.5.
You're giving our secrets away.
But Oh Shore means something completely different.
Yes, it does.
It's actually something that, we know from personal perspectives here.
Yes. Personal perspectives.
Yes. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll give it away after the show.
Assuming work-related.
Sounds so saucy. Sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sort of.
Client base.
No, client base. I don't know if they're.
Well then,
Austin, what do you?
Someone in the client base could be considered no short, but we're not going to give it away.
So, Austin, where were you last week? I wanted to recap last week's show for the people that didn't see it.
Well, I was home. Considering I didn't have a car at the time, so I was using my mom's vehicle. And they were out of town, so I had to take care of my dog as well as my chickens as well. And
were you choking the chicken?
No, but I just wanted to just keep the home front, and plus I was driving my mom's car, and I didn't want to trust it going so far because it wasn't mine. So
you had to tenderize the poultry.
Yeah. But
dude, this guy was joking the chicken while he was driving his mom's car.
Oh fuck,
Austin,
fuck you.
Stop playing around with your.
While
cocks.
He was on the phone with the with your girlfriend cocks. And you know all that stuff.
He was, dude, he was playing with his cocks while on the phone with his girlfriend on the phone with his mom.
Yeah, you had all the chickens in the car.
Oh, he had a lot of cocks. Yeah. He had cocks everywhere.
He had a cock in the front seat, a couple cocks in the back.
Yeah.
He had a cock on his lap.
Dude, he did have a cock on his lap.
He's got a cock on his
lap. Cock in the cup
He's
holder.
He's got cocks everywhere. What's up with this? Cocks
couple of little
everywhere.
Cocks in the trunk. Those are spare cocks.
The trunk? Nah, he had his spare cocks in the trunk.
Spare cocks in the trunk?
Yeah, spare cocks next to the spare tires.
Keep your spare straps. Keep your spare
dying over here. Yeah. But yeah, so I was, moving along. So I was just taking care of the animals and
was there a cocks in the hen house?
Do you want to see my cock?
No,
no. Oh no.
I was going to show you a picture of my rooster and my chickens.
Austin,
that's all.
Stop
Jeez,
trying
the one,
to tell
twice.
Us you're going
to
show
he
us
choked?
Pictures of your cock. Do you see this? He's trying to show us picture of his cock. The fuck?
Well,
nobody
he can show
wants.
You. He can show you. I don't want
to see a
any
picture of his cock.
No, you do.
Viewers, do you want to see a picture of the Dash Man's cock? Tell us on the show.
He wants.
He
to,
can post that on his Facebook.
Yeah, he'll show. He'll post a picture of
I'll
his cock
next
on his
time,
Facebook.
Dash Man, next time.
Next time.
I'm gonna get you.
Yep.
We're gonna get you, Inspector Gadget.
I'm gonna get your leggies and joints them.
Well, she might. She might, because she's actually angry about
they
that.
They should remake that.
Dude, she wants to see his cock.
Inspector Gadget?
Let's remake Inspector Gadget. Still make it funny. Let's make it, like, action fucking packed awesome.
Well, you know, they canceled Inspector Gadget because the guy was showing his cock to the kids, just like Dash Man.
No, that's an accusation.
Shots fired?
No, that's just an accusation.
That's not true.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't think that's true. Yeah.
Well, was he showing his cock like the Dash Man shows his cock?
I don't know.
Because I'm pretty sure he was just like, hey, guys, you want to see my cock?
I actually, you know what's funny? I actually did that in a...
You what, you showed your cock to somebody?
No.
I actually did that.
He whipped his cock out in a school cafeteria and said, hey, girls, you want to see my cock? That's what Dash Man does, apparently.
Before you make any more accusations about me and assumptions about me, no, that's not what I
was
referring to.
Was there a cock involved?
No, but someone
so no,
no
cock involved.
No, but my mom... No, one
Sounds
of my buddies...
Like a boring time.
Okay, can you shut the fuck up and let me talk? God damn. No, one of my buddies was, he was just saying that he just got an interview, at the Wegmans warehouse and, one of our special guest, Mr. Tasker, he literally had a 2-second video that says, like, literally just out of nowhere, just says, nice cock! Just like out of nowhere. So I just sent a picture of like all my chickens and the rooster. I was like, "Why? Thank you, Eric."
So
and then he just replied with, "I see what you did there."
When somebody tells you, "Show me your cock," you just automatically assume
just show them
they
a picture of my chickens.
See the pictures of
chicken
your chickens.
Chicken and roosters, yeah.
Sure,
it's funny.
They don't want to see anything else.
Yeah, they don't want to see anything else. They want to see the actual chicken
so
animal.
When they tell
well,
you,
anything
"Hey,
else,
go into
be
the bathroom
to
and show me your
microscopic."
Cock.
It's like a little bacteria.
Chicken pictures, right?
We love you, buddy.
I love you, too.
You got to have a microscope for that.
Have your chicken nugget out and ready.
I mean,
you need to absorb. I can't even talk. Never mind. I'm just going to.
Is it a chicken bite or a chicken nugget?
No.
Full-size chicken tender.
Chicken tender, yes.
Chicken
of course.
Tendies.
You love your chicken
finger.
Ladies love the chicken tendies, am I right?
No. You're wrong.
I don't know. Ask Jason. Jason will tell you. The ladies love the chicken tendies.
Yes.
Of
course they do. All right. If you haven't already, so please subscribe to the M-Bomb Effect YouTube channel. Like us, follow us, all that stuff on social media, and, of course, our podcast platforms, Spotify, iHeartMedia, and all that stuff, and whatever you follow podcasts on to begin with.
And if you're ever free, always give us a call.
Yeah. Leave us a voicemail if we're not live.
Give
and,
us a call.
You know, give us what
you're
give us your
voice.
Thoughts.
If you want to see Dash Man's cock, call the M-Bomb Effect.
We are not a 1-900 number.
No.
We are 855-622-5619. Call us if you want to see the cock. Great.
Absolutely.
Numbers right there.
Yes, it's right there.
Here's Zookeeper
on the bug right there.
Voice on your screen.
Yes.
Check out the M-Bomb Effect, ladies and gentlemen.
Of course. He can't even finish the line.
This is starting to sound like a phone sex ad here.
How are you doing, big boy? Are you feeling risky tonight?
And then all of a sudden you hear
the M-Bomb Effect.
All of a sudden you hear, Jamie? Jamie?
I just said bad.
Jamie?
I was just faking it.
That's what she says in bed.
And then you hear shots fired.
Dad? Jamie?
Well, anything before we sign off, boys?
We love you, all.
Mother's Day is tomorrow, boys.
Yes, so happy Mother's Day to all the
mothers. Happy Mother's Day to all your mothers.
I want to do a shout-out to my mom. I love my mom.
Yes, me too.
Shout-out to my mother.
Shout-out to all the mothers out there.
My mom's working really hard right now.
I can't thank my mother enough for all the things she's helped me with the whole situation with my car, and she's been a big supportive, and she's been nothing but supportive to me. And
awesome. Yeah, no, that's good, man.
Can't thank her enough.
Yeah, there you go, man. Yes, happy Mother's Day, all your mothers and mothers to be out there.
And mothers to be. Mm-hmm. And if you got siblings that actually have kids, like sisters or and all that, you know, wish them a happy Mother's Day too.
And if you are a dog mom or a cat mom or an animal mom, you guys rock too.
And a chicken dad, chicken mom.
Chicken mom.
I am a snail dad. Our snails, our mystery snails, laid a bunch of baby eggs.
Oh shit!
So we have little tiny baby snails.
There you go,
fucking everywhere.
That's awesome.
Fucking, I don't even know how many there are. There's gotta be over fifty little fucking snails.
Holy shit, that's a lot of snails.
That's awesome.
She laid another cluster of eggs too, but yeah, she's a little slut snail.
Whoa,
slut snail.
That snail's getting fucked.
Yeah, big time.
Is that snail a talk slut? Yes. No,
she's just a snail slut.
She's a talk slut.
No, she's a snail slut.
Is a slug a snail going through a divorce?
Yes.
No. But she hasn't met the father in a while.
Jerry.
Yeah.
Oh man.
We should do a Jerry session on the snails.
Yeah, we can do it.
We should be like, hey, these 100 kids are yours. And he's like, those are not mine. Yeah, we should record the snails.
Those are not my babies.
Yes, we should. Let's do it. We can make it happen.
We're going to show the father that he is the father of all these snails. And he may deny it.
He might. Man.
You are the father of the snails.
He's like, those 100 little snails right there are not my kids. Not my kids.
Not mine.
Omen, were you jerking off?
Yeah, what are they doing?
This is what happened.
Omen will be saying,
those are my babies.
Yes.
I don't care about your bitch.
All right. Thank you for tuning in. We will see you live next week on the M-Bomb Effect. Saturday, of course, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. This is the M-Bomb Effect, of course. Bye.
Later.
The M-Bomb Effect.